Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Biden administration says it welcomes Israel's plans to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza with stepped-up U.S. efforts to win the freedom of hostages still held by Hamas.
We are coming up on 6 months. 6 months that these people have been held hostage. And what we have to consider are just abhorrent conditions. They need to be home with their families.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby. President Biden got a firsthand look at the salvage and recovery efforts at the collapsed Key Bridge and had this promise to residents of Baltimore.
We're going to move heaven and earth to rebuild this bridge as rapidly as humanly possible.
Mr. Biden also met privately with families of those who were killed in the collapse. Some homes in Newark, New Jersey were evacuated after being damaged in today's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Employers added 303,000 jobs last month, far more than the 200,000 predicted. Stock soared on the news, Dow closing up over 300 points. This is ABC News. Meta responds to an antitrust case.
In court filings, Meta argues the Federal Trade Commission has failed to show that Meta acquiring Instagram and WhatsApp harmed competition and that the FTC approved those acquisitions over a decade ago. Meta arguing it does have competition in the form of TikTok, X, Snapchat, and YouTube, and that revisiting done deals to acquire Instagram and WhatsApp essentially means no sale is ever final if those sales can be approved and then later revisited. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tens of thousands are still without power in New England after a nor'easter dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some areas.
We're doing a lot of bird watching. We have about 50 birds at our feeders all the time, fluttering in and out, and we've been reading books and playing games and thinking about our next meal.
She's in Guilford, New Hampshire. She's remaining calm, she says, even though she doesn't have heater lights right now. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders of Northland College in Ashland will keep trying to stay in business. A 24-day emergency campaign raised about $1.5 million from 900 donors. That's far short of its $12 million goal. The trustees will meet again in 2 weeks. Tax day is the 15th. The IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Terry Ollie is a consumer advocate. She says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. Those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Face the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight. The Bucks with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and Grizzlies. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Both games we had a lot of open threes, a lot of good looks. Did not fall, did not go our way, but just keep on improving our spacing, keep on improving our flow of our offense, keep on guarding better, and just got to keep on building good habits. That's pretty much it.
NFL former Packers offensive line coach Larry Bechtol has died. He served under head coach Mike Sherman and coached players like tackles Mark Tauscher and Chad Clifton. Coach Bechtol was 81. Baseball, the Brewers host the Mariners tonight. Second baseman Bryce Terang on how the crew is doing defensively so far.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, these guys work extremely hard. Some guys are learning positions that they haven't played very much. So to see our defense perform the way it is just showing you how much work we're putting into it and off the field and stuff like that too. So
that's the Brewers, Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country. spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait final day, yes, I know Lionel get her close, but I don't she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
PCB.
peaked in high school.
Pretty. That's Megan Maroney here on 98Q Country, and that'll do it for my time this evening. I've been Greg Gunderson, coming to you from the 98Q Country studios in beautiful Park Falls. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. We've got just a few more country songs here before we have to say goodbye for the evening and give way to Milwaukee Brewers baseball. They're taking on the Seattle Mariners this evening, and the first pitch is going to be at 7:10 p.m. So we've got a pregame starting here in just a couple minutes. You'll hear from Hardy before that, and if I can find the time, we'll even sneak in a little low cash for you. Once again, I've been Greg Gunderson, coming from the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls. Thanks for hanging out. As always, we'll see you on Monday at 2.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Congratulations to Joel Karnick on 25 years of hosting the morning show on 98Q Country. Decor to Adore on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin is proud to celebrate this milestone with you. Stop in and visit us for delightful discoveries and scrumptious ice cream treats. Experience the Lazy Loon breakfast. Dive into two eggs, home fried potatoes, and your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham with toast, all for under $10. Serving from 6 a.m. to noon at Lazy Loon Lodge, located on State Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Newly opened and taking room reservations soon.
Coming Saturday, April 6th, is the Dick Verbsky's Disadvantaged Adventurous 7th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest at Big Bear Lodge. It's easy. You purchase a fishing license for $5, sit on a bar stool, have some beverages, and win prizes. The contest starts at 11 a.m., weigh in at 4 p.m. The prizes you can win are an over-and-under shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a pellet smoker and grill, a 410 shotgun, and Rough Rider 22 pistol. There will be up to 40 instant winners, a meat raffle, 50-50 raffles, a silent auction, and a chance to win a 43-inch TV just for purchasing a license. And don't forget to get your raffle tickets so you can have a chance at winning a Raven Reel crossbow package, a Weatherby 308 Badlands rifle, and a CVA Optima muzzleloader. All this great fishing fun is waiting for you Saturday, April 6th at Big Bear Lodge, County Road W in Windsor.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows upper teens to around 20. Sunshine's back for tomorrow and warmer. High temps into the mid-50s. Then clouds return on Sunday. Some showers developing as well with the wind picking up. Highs pretty close to 50 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. Said okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice burning. Then she got some nerve when she came me to the curb. Guess you could say I got.
my boots off this time.
Yesterday's Classics, 98 Q Country.